Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kenya Hope brings water and the gospel to serve families caught in a devastating drought. Then, ways to pray for the peace of Christ in the midst of immigration tensions in the United States. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Kenya, where more than 2 million people are facing acute food insecurity. The rainy season ended in December with two-thirds below average rainfall, and relief needs are growing faster than the government and NGOs can keep up. Kenya Hope runs Hope Centers in Narok villages, and each Hope Center has a well for clean drinking water and provides meals and other community services, all in Jesus' name. Brian Haley, Executive Director of Kenya Hope, says,
"This area really missed out on all of the rain and water that they rely on for the entire year. And so a lot of the centers that we're at, the communities that we serve, are really dry and in a drought right now."
In response, Haley says,
"We've increased the water supply that we are providing. Normally, we ask our centers to collect a small fee for water so that they can prepare for ongoing maintenance and things. But we've stopped that so that water is free and accessible to everybody. We've also increased the amount of food rations, meals that we are providing. So everyone in the community is still being fed during drought."
You help fuel hope by praying.
"The next rain season isn't really until March, but we are praying for God to deliver water at any time so that people in these dry and drought-filled areas can flourish."
Next, large crowds of protesters remain in the streets of Minneapolis as immigration enforcement continues. Their stated goal is to protect illegal immigrants from Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents. 16 activists will soon face federal charges for assaulting officers or interfering with operations, and more arrests are expected. Steve Prince with Warrior Set Free says,
"We have great men and women in a tough spot to try and enforce laws put in place by our government for the protection of our people. And unfortunately, they have those working against them that make their job more difficult."
ICE agents were deployed to Minnesota's Twin Cities weeks ago to enforce immigration law and arrest violators.
"When those agents are on the ground with a mission to do, they react to the conditions. If you could knock on someone's door and they go, 'Yeah, you're right, I'm breaking the law, I was getting the back of the car,' then that officer doesn't have the stress of having to basically go through a competition to see who gets their way."
Warrior Set Free helps first responders find healing in Christ for job-related stress and trauma. So pray for the people who put themselves in harm's way to protect communities. And finally, Hale Ortiz is a missionary with Transworld Radio who works to reach Spanish speakers in the United States for Christ. In the current tensions about immigration enforcement, Ortiz urges Christians to pray for what's going on inside people.
"We know, as a Latino community in the United States, that there are a lot of people who are not legally in the United States. We cannot cover the sun with a finger, as we said in Spanish.
But many are in the U.S. legally. Yet they're still at risk of the uncomfortable experience of being interrogated by law officers. That's why some choose a low profile, fearing even to go to church."
"The Hispanic churches are dealing with many uncertainties because many pastors have to be counselors and lawyers at the same time and trying to give them hope to their flock."
Please pray for the peace of Christ in the United States for both immigrants, law officers, and their communities. Pray against fear, anger, and hatred.
Pray for endurance in the middle of the situation. Pray for the pastors who are dealing with that. They need wisdom. They need support.
To find more biblical, practical hope for immigrants, check out a recent podcast from TWR's Spanish Language Ministry.
The idea of hope along the way is that the people understand, and this is our goal, that more than anything, what they need is Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.